Begin.
What?
What time do you leave tomorrow?
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can I get a ride to the airport?
Are you leaving out of San Diego?
Yeah.
And then where do you go? Like London Heathrow or Paris?
Dallas, Madrid. Madrid, San Sebastian.
Madrid's, that's the great way to do it. You go into Bilbao, right?
San Sebastian.
Whatever.
Bilbao.
Same thing.
Hey, let's start this podcast like a normal.
What's happening?
That's too much. That's too much.
Why?
I don't know.
You put, my mic is hot.
You're hot.
Hi.
What is this? Who are we?
Is
you
the
do
Monday
it.
Mass for today, September 30th. 2019. This is one of the world's greatest action sports.
No.
This is
Todd.
The greatest action sports podcast. My name is Todd Richards, and I'm here with Chris Coate.
I mean, honestly, tell me right now, another action sports specific podcast that's better than this one. You tell me. I'll wait.
I don't have the effort.
You don't?
Nope.
Because there's not one.
Nope.
There's great ones. In sports specific.
Someone called this Bro Rogan.
Dude, hey, so, like, do you take ayahuasca when you work out? when you take DMT before you arm wrestle someone, is your mind expanded? Aliens?
Are you imitating Joe Rogan?
What? No. That's Bro Rogan.
Joe Rogan's pretty good, though.
I would say he has the best, one of the top five podcasts on the planet.
Easily.
A
very eclectic group of guests.
There's got to be the right guest on there, right? But it is kind of cool to just go random and listen to one of a scientist that just blows your mind with some, you know, like microdosing information or... You know, the one with Cowboy Cerrone, I think, was the last one I heard. I might be very old.
Microdose.
I listen to...
Microdosing.
What is your favorite? Do you listen to podcasts?
No.
You just do them.
I just do them. I listen to them, but I don't know. Like, I'm not like...
You're not super into it.
I listen to the We Are Sideways podcast.
You ever listen to The Dollop?
Dollop.
The Dollop's great.
No. I only listen to podcasts in Japanese.
Rest in peace to my favorite podcast ever, the Beyond Yacht Rock podcast. It's a podcast about yacht rock, and it's over. How sad is that?
I feel like if I listen to podcasts in other languages, it helps me.
I would think you would be listening to some weird Audi engine tuner.
I don't have the brain bandwidth to like sit here and listen to them. Like, if I'm going to bed at night, like there's nothing. I don't. It would just put me to sleep.
So when you go to bed, you just take some NanoCraft CBD nighttime and strip your clothes off. You douse yourself in baby powder.
Yeah.
And you slide in. What do you? You sleep in a coffin, right? That's how you look so young.
I sleep in a board bag.
That is so smart.
I listen to Bob Ross.
Bob Ross in a board bag.
You know Bob Ross is? You know Bob Ross?
Oh yeah.
Painter guy.
Bob blah blah.
Anyway, this is the fucking worst opening ever.
Is it?
Kind of bad.
Really?
I don't know.
It was okay. So, as you mentioned, Todd, I am flying tomorrow to Red Bull Airborne. I will be packing.
Are you hosting Red Bull Airborne?
No. I'm filming a documentary
about it. Because I thought that maybe you were replacing me at Red Bull Airborne.
No. Wasn't invited to that part of it.
Thank you.
Was not invited to that part of Red Bull Airborne. So I might sit in for a heat, but
doing it? Who replaced me? Because they don't want to spend any money.
I don't know. Vaughn Blakey's going to be there. I know that.
Vaughn is my favorite.
And then probably Kaipo and the WSL commentary team, I would think.
Peter Mell?
Probably. I don't know.
Pete did it with me last year.
I'm not sure. Okay. But we do know that it's going to be pumping.
It is big.
It's going to be big. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in Surf News.
Okay.
What I was saying is I'm packing my OGO bag because I get excited for trips.
Are you bringing your skateboard?
Because, OGO, yeah.
That skate park that's right there in...
is it good?
Hoscar's fun. You haven't skated?
I haven't. Yeah, really I haven't fun. Been to France in years.
And then Jeremy...
I mean, Hossiger, France.
Jeremy Flores is... Jeremy Fun Factory is fun.
Oh, I'm there.
There's foam pits.
You can air into foam pits?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Just, you know, hook up with Kersey and Sierra, because they're always on, like, annoying... let's go do a million things.
They've got a lot of energy.
They have a lot of energy.
which I like.
But it's good.
That.
Like, it's really good because they definitely will take you and do fun stuff.
I'm packing my skateboard in my big OGO bag with a bunch of clothes.
What are you bringing?
Maybe some guitars.
Are you bringing a lot of surfboards?
I'm bringing two boards. It's like 20 feet. So
it's gonna be big.
20 feet. Probably not gonna surf.
We'll talk about it in surf news.
Yeah. OGO. You can go to OGO.com. You can get yourself a cool OGO bag, backpack, rolling duffel, etc. And you can enter the code MASS and get yourself some percentages off. Maybe 20%. That's a good deal. You're sponsored. If you go to OGO.com, you enter the code MASS, you're sponsored by Monday Mass. 100%. Not by OGO. Because we don't want to put words in the OGO mouth team. Right? But you can say that you got hooked up.
What's next?
Adventure.io. Have you had any new thoughts, Todd, about new adventures that you would like to do with Adventure.io app?
I have my adventure.
Give it to me again. What is it?
Well, we're gonna go snowboarding.
That's it. That's your selling point.
Yep. But we're gonna do it someplace cool.
Well,
it
has to
me?
Be cold.
I didn't. What?
Yeah.
Ballface, maybe?
That would be, oh my god.
How would that be?
I will do that.
Oh.
So for those of you out there wondering, Adventure.io is a brand new app that offers up these incredible experiences.
Once in a lifetime experience.
Some of them are. I'm looking at one right now where you can get a guide to take you into the river on the outskirts of Central Florida. Jessica Chitra. And she'll take you into some hidden gems. I'm looking at this video right now. I mean, there's turtles, there's manatees, you're on SUPs. It looks really fun. Also, this was a big one. You know who Brian Grubb is?
You had me.
You know that name?
You had me at Manatee. No.
Brian Grubb is pretty much like the forefather of wake skating.
Okay.
He's a legend. Adventure.io is the only place that you can hook up with Brian Grubb. And Brian Grubb, along with, you know who Parks Bonifay is?
Of course.
All right. You can go hang out with these fools. You can ride a Lyft e-foil through these canals in Florida. I mean, there's so many adventures that you can do. And soon enough, you might be able to do an adventure with Chris and Todd. Because Adventure.io, that's our team right there.
Mm-hmm.
We will take you on an adventure. Get the app, Adventure.io. NanoCraft CBD. This is exciting. I had Tim Humphreys in here this morning, Todd.
Yeah.
While you were surfing, I was working.
You were surfing too.
I did that. But I had Tim Humphreys in, and he's going to be with us on Snow News with me,
Great.
A recorded interview.
Great.
New Greens.
Oh, let me tell you something about New Greens.
Yes. I had it all weekend long. I feel great.
Yep. And did you use the shaker, convenient shaker?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I was shaking it up,
New
like
Greens,
the cars.
Superfood, locally owned and started.
Is it local?
Made here in the United States by a former professional snowboarder.
Oh, come on. Really?
Legendary. Tahoe legend, Dr. Devin Ryerson.
No. Is he a doctor?
Yeah, he's doctorate.
He's like a scientist.
No, he is actually a doctor.
Doctor of science?
Yes.
Of green?
Doctor,
green science.
Doctor stuff.
I vouch for it.
He went to doctor school.
He's smart. Because whatever he did with the formula of the green stuff in the bag that you
he
gave me.
He beat cancer. The whole reason that he started it is because he got cancer and needed to switch everything up in his life in order to take it out. And that's what formed, New Greens. I was going to say NanoCraft, but no. It's New Greens is how it was formed, is because he had to change his lifestyle and feed his body the correct stuff.
I'm really sad that he had to go through that, but I'm happy that he got to go through it to come to the conclusion to start New Greens to help everybody.
I'm feeding my body New Greens right now. And
you look good.
My body didn't want it at first, but now it wants it.
I bet if I could see the inside of your body, which you'll have to give me a guided tour of the inside of your body for me to see it.
It's like Six Flags
in
there.
That could be an Adventure.io.
Ooh.
Tour of Todd's body.
Do you remember Sam Goodbody? The guy, Slim Goodbody. He would wear the suit with all the body parts on it and dance around.
No, but I like him already.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
I could be him.
Chemistry surfboards.
If you want a surfboard, why not ride a chemistry surfboard?
Is my board done yet?
Ismyboarddoneyet.com.
You wrote a chemistry this morning.
I did.
And?
I rode the R2 model, and it's very good.
What did I order?
You ordered a... I ordered you a beer fridge.
Okay, yes. A beer fridge.
And EPS... I don't know. What do you want? 3 3/4 by 20 and 5.
We're going to have to go back to last week's.
6 8. 6 8. Last week's 30 episode. And 3/4.
Panikin Coffee and Tea. As always, we're drinking it right now. Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights. They'll be coming at you very quickly in skate news. YouOnline.com. That's our home. There's a great new podcast coming soon. Chris Cantori with. I got some trivia for you. Guy grew up in San Diego.
Yeah.
He researched a famous movie that he wrote at Claremont High School. I think it's called Claremont High School. And his initials are CC. And he was a famous music writer for Rolling Stone at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. Cassius Clay.
Cameron Crowe.
Oh.
Cameron Crowe is on Cantori and You.
Why did I say Cassius Clay?
I don't know. There's nothing to do with that.
Cameron Crowe, what did he, wait.
Almost Famous?
Almost Famous.
Ever heard
right.
of it?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd.
Go ahead.
We're going to start off with skate news.
All right, hit me.
And we're going to try something here.
Go.
We're going to call this guy. His name is Wecking Ball.
Oh, my.
I know, this is exclusive.
You're shitting me. I'm not even saying.
Hi, Weck.
Yo.
Chris Cote here, Todd Richards. This is the Monday Mass podcast.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Great to hear you on a Monday morning. And I want to say congratulations. I heard you were a star this weekend at the Dime Olympic Challenge. Tell us about it. What happened down there, up in Canada.
You know, I want to give all the credit to my buddy Mike Hawk. He was in there heavy. It's Tony Hawk's brother. He doesn't really get too much shine these days, but he was really throwing down at the event this weekend.
It looked scary. It looked like it was all big shit. We're talking multiple stairs, sharp ledges, downhill speed challenges.
All the events were pretty dangerous for sure. A lot of people didn't really skate everything, so it was pretty wild.
Now, I know that you actually had a couple challenges that were framed in literally the outline of Wecking Ball himself.
Yeah, they had the downhill speed challenge, and you had to do a pose to get through the cutout they made. And they wanted me to do a front double biceps pose, but I just smashed it instead.
You broke right through it.
Yeah.
Like Kool-Aid guy?
I had to do it. It was the only thing there that was at the break. I couldn't do the hubba. They wanted to skate that. They wanted me to focus the hubba, but the guys had to skate it.
Now, you're a go-to guy for Dime, for the Glory Challenge, for Montreal. They love Wecking Ball, our neighbors to the north. What do you think they keep bringing you back for? What is it about Wecking Ball that Canadians love so much?
I think they just need like a super jacked dude to just be regulating around there. But no, I don't know. I like having fun and.
Just
there to skate,
and I'm there
for a while, but
I like to get into fatty as well. Big time, all about that.
Hell yes, we love it. We're huge WEC fans down here in Encinitas.
Sick.
And we want to know what's what's next. This is the winter of Wecking Ball.
Yeah, I'm coming back to Cali, man. A couple, like, probably like a month or two.
Okay.
I'll be back over there.
And have you been scanning the internet? Have you been watching videos? Have you been cataloging some tail touches?
Some Manny violations. I got a couple of them I'm stringing together. But, I mean, I saw a lot of guys this weekend were asking me about it. And, you know, I'd like to do it more often, but it kind of just like loses its pizzazz if you just keep cranking them out. So I like to make them like few and far and like super good, you know.
They got to be special. Now,
yeah, definitely.
My last question for you would be: this has become this is a phenomenon, right? So when somebody does touch, and did you ever think this was going to happen? Somebody, you know, falsifies a trick, puts it out into the world, and I say it all the time on Vance Park series, you know, that was either A, WEC approved, or B, that, you know, that was, WEC is not going to like this. So tell us about having a, I don't know, what would you even call it? This is a term. You invented a terminology, and it's stuck, and now it's forever in the skating vernacular.
Yeah, I didn't really plan that, and people are saying, you know, calling scrapes and taps, or calling it, you know, whacking, like you whacked, and I don't know how I feel about having my name associated with something so terrible.
Yeah, it should be reversed, right? It's like,
yeah, it should be like, yo, like, that's not whack, but whatever. Kids are gonna say what they're gonna say, but you know what was fucking sick, dude, at the contest on the Hubba. Mark Sushu switch 50 grind, switch backside 50, and he like came off of the ledge like towards the end, and mad respect to him and Dime. They checked the footage before he stopped, and like peeped that he came off, and then he just went up and did it again like perfect.
So it
fucking
was
sick.
The second one was WEC approved.
Mad respect, Mark Sushu.
Hell yeah. So tell me, put on your commentator hat. So who won the contest, or, you know, who won shit at the Dime Olympic Challenge? Am I calling it the right thing? It's the Dime Olympic Challenge,
well,
right?
Live at Olympic Stadium. Yeah,
live
yeah.
at Olympic Stadium, yes.
Mark won overall, for sure. I mean, he did like fucking 8 things on every obstacle. Fucking kickflip back nose blunt picking table. That was fucked up. Yeah. And then that switchback 50 to kind of seal the deal. There's this other dude, too. I forget his name, but his nickname's Piff. He's from Montreal. Front nose slide, the Hubba.
Oh, yeah. I saw that shit.
That was pretty buck. Yeah, yeah. That one, too, for sure.
Hell yes. Hey, thank you so much. Wecking Ball,
hey,
for coming on.
Anytime, Chris. Thank you, man.
We're always hyped on it. Keep the videos coming, and hopefully, maybe, shit, we'll get a session in Cali.
For sure, for sure.
All right, brother. Thanks so much.
All right, man. No doubt.
Yeah.
Later.
Holy shit. We just had Wecking Ball on the podcast.
That was weird. We need to get him in
that
here.
That was awesome.
I wonder if he would fit in here.
Nah. He would.
He's too
he would flex
to get,
right here.
He's too jacked to get through the door.
Jack us right out of this place.
I beg your pardon?
What? No, huge fan of Wecking Ball. That dude, I mean, how rad is it? I mean, skateboarding is, in general, is an awesome world. But how rad is it that someone can come, you know, he's a great skateboarder, but his personality, his persona, I mean, he has brought
awesome.
WWE-style theatrics to skateboarding.
It's great.
Thank you for coming on, Wecking Ball. You follow him at Wecking Ball if you don't know what we're talking about, but we're pretty sure you do. That would be fun to go skate with WEC in California. We'll be in touch. I got his phone number now, Todd.
Sick.
Yeah.
You should send him some nudes.
Maybe. More skate news. I was going to ask you.
The New Deal thing?
Oh, you said nude. No. Did you go to the New Deal?
I didn't.
Premiere?
But
you have nothing.
I talked to somebody. I talked to someone that did.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Knows a guy. What happened?
It was basically a celebration of 30 years of New Deal.
Awesome.
And the one thing that I took away from it that was pretty insane was Andy Howell's driveway.
Yeah.
Is like the raddest little skate park ever.
It was at Andy Howell's house?
No, they had like a day later after party.
Oh. There like a way like, after.
Yeah, like Saturday night, like the Odd Numbers played and
okay.
You know, it was just a all nostalgia fest for a New Deal.
Tight.
And then they had like a barbecue thing over at Andy Howell's house the next day.
I love it. Yeah. I didn't get invited, but I'm sure if I talked to someone, I could have gone. I didn't. Did you watch Anthony Van Engelen on Love Letters to Skateboarding by Jeff Grasso?
No, not yet.
It's great.
Is it? When did it come out? This morning?
A couple days ago. Huh. I think we're. It's there. they're popping out episodes. They're all good. There was just one that came out on Black Label skates. So
was that Olympic State? That's where was. Wasn't there some other thing going on this weekend too? Some Mountain Dew thing where Kern was at. And
there
then,
was a Mountain Dew thing, but
where was that? That was in Canada too, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just saw a quick. It was a green skate park, right?
No, they had like a
something about lines.
Something like that, but maybe it was.
All the hard hitting skinny dudes.
Where was the one where Weck was that in Montreal?
That was in Montreal at the Montreal Olympic Stadium, live from Olympic Stadium.
And was it like an ollie up, like a waist high ollie up thing into like a slant bank and then drop off?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who had a fucking sick trick on that?
Who?
Jed Anderson, snowboard Jed Anderson.
Oh no way!
Yeah, frontside 180 flip. Up.
Whoa! Frontside 180.
Just kickflip 180.
Kickflip.
Frontside flip.
Crazy.
And then just, you know,
that whole area by the Olympic Stadium, that's where the Big O is.
Yeah.
The whole place is a skate park. It's insane.
Yeah. And then actually, yeah, it was.
And there's the new Vans park.
Kern was there too, because I remember seeing some footage of Kern getting pulled by like a golf cart and doing like a waist high or maybe even bigger, like backside air out the end of like the thing, like the
Big O.
The Big O.
Yeah. I mean, Dime does it right.
Pretty rad.
They do it right. They rule. And I can't wait to see the footage. There's some footage out on Instagram now. They're probably making an edit as we speak. They work hard. They're hardworking people. This is great news.
What?
Introducing women's battle at the barracks.
Well, that's about time.
That's right. Hey, that's the catchphrase. So women will be participating in the first ever battle at the barracks flat ground contest. And here's the big news, too. The big news is yes, they have a group of skaters, no doubt, they're looking at.
Yeah.
But if you're a flat ground female and you're ready to rip, do some flip tricks, give some people some letters, you can enter at hashtag who is in WBATB. And they're pulling people, they're pulling ladies off Instagram.
It's going to be really interesting to see like the who's got the best flat ground game, because you don't really see too many women putting like flat ground lines together.
That's why they're doing it. And you know what's funny? So I was in.
I hope the heavies do it and they come out, you know, and it's not like.
Oh, I'm sure. You know what? I was in Salt Lake City for Vans Park Series a couple weeks ago, and there was this rumor going around. This local gal challenged Nora to a game of skate.
Oh boy.
At midnight on Saturday night.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened. I don't think it happened, but there was this big social media thing.
Really?
I think the cops came or something. It was like a dance battle at midnight.
Rumble?
A rumble. So I'm excited to see that.
Fuck.
Thanks, Barracks, for doing that. Skater XL apparently was 2018's most talked about skateboarding game for the PC. And that's where they lost me. I don't have a PC. Do you have a PC?
No. Who the fuck has a PC?
Personal computer?
Oh.
I don't. But this is a Mac we're looking at right here. So, it's coming to Xbox One. That was the big thing. And then it's coming to Nintendo Switch next year. That's when I'll get it, because I got a Switch. You got a Switch.
A Switch.
Skater XL.
What is it?
It's a skateboarding video game.
Why even try to step to skate video games after? Well, actually, like, Tony's game is really good, Skate's the best video game ever.
It's not better than Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
It's fucking way better. Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my friend you're talking about, Tony Hawk.
Wow, heavy claim.
Like,
Tony's is good, but
I didn't play it.
Tony's is more arcade style, and Skate's kind of more
house, garage, man cave, basement.
Yeah, it feels like real.
It's more like you
like
in
a
your
sim.
Basement.
A simulator. Skateboard simulator.
Skater XL looks exciting to me because it has our local skate park in it. And you can be Nora.
I saw that.
You can skate as Nora at Poods Park, which is our local skate park.
So like what? Like you can complain on the deck?
You can wear purple pants and
purple
do
pants
crazy
and
skateboarding.
And complain and Albie's there carrying your bag.
I wonder if Albie's a bonus character. I'm going to be with them in France.
You're such
third
a
wheel.
Dick.
Sorry.
I feel super left out now for once.
For once. I'm the one that's left out of everything.
Such horseshit.
You get to go to everything.
Dude, you went to Kelly's wave pool and got a
sunburn. I got a couple sick waves in my mind.
My parents went to Kelly's wave pool and all I got was this sunburn.
I did get a sticker that said I peed in Kelly's wave pool, which is false because I didn't even get to go in it.
That is actually pretty genius.
How was the was the water warm at Kelly's wave pool? I don't know.
What if you just
was that wave? Did you get away? No.
What if
don't
you were,
know.
What if you're the guy that dropped a turd in Kelly's wave pool? You would be legendary.
I dare you.
Just go to Kelly's pool.
I dare you.
Within the first minute, you just log out.
Just deuce it.
Do you think they would have to drain it like in Caddyshack, where Bill Murray's like, it's no big deal?
Maybe. They're, you know what, actually? I didn't see any signs that say,
no pooing?
If you have diarrhea, don't go in the pool. I didn't. Remember, so maybe it's okay.
Do you remember the signs that said that when you went to Typhoon Lagoon? That
yes.
said, if you are experiencing
if you have
diarrhea.
Had diarrhea in the last 4 days, or if you have it now. And do you think, be honest, Todd.
What?
If you had diarrhea, like let's say.
Would it stop you?
You're in between.
Right.
You're like, oh, you know, you went in the morning and you're like, maybe it's gone. You know, it's you feel that little pinch.
Would it stop
right?
you from going?
That little pinch in your leather Cheerio.
Yeah, post-poo trauma. PPT.
Would you still go in?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go see the sign and be like, sorry, guys, can't.
I've got diarrhea.
I
got
to be honest with you, and I got to be honest with the purveyors of this wave pool. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I've got diarrhea. I can't go in. I'll wait in the car.
Don't think that's ever happened.
So you, if you see Todd in a wave pool...
There's a good chance. There's a 60% chance I have
diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tripping. I'm still tripping that we got Wrecking Ball just like that in skate news. Thank you for that. And can't wait. Can't wait.
I didn't get my boosted
to see
board.
More from that.
Didn't get it yet.
Oh, that was a question. You did not get your boosted board yet.
No, I keep
yet.
Forgetting. And then I got to go over to Andy's house and get it. We got to figure that out because I want to go and hurt myself on it.
How's that for a claim? Sorry, dude. Can't go surf with you in the wave pool. I'm like, why? You got diarrhea? You're like, no, I got to go pick up my boosted board from Andy McDonald.
What?
That's your excuse. do you have anything else for skate news?
Nope.
That's it. Well, how did we start talking about diarrhea and wave pools and skate news anyway?
Yeah, how did we? Oh, because you were saying that you were going to.
I'm going to hang out with my friend.
But where did
Nora?
How did we get to diarrhea?
Albie.
How did that?
I don't know. Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling okay?
Sometimes life goes on a tangent.
Hey, life is crazy.
Life comes at you fast.
Life is crazy. If you don't slow down and take a... What movie is that?
Ferris Bueller's
There you go.
Day Off.
Surf News is brought to you by our friends at Chemistry Surfboards. These boards
you can
are done the right way.
Look.
The good old way.
If you enter...
In the Shaping Bay.
If you enter Mass...
In Oceanside, California.
If you enter Mass at checkout, I think you can get 10% off of custom boards.
For real.
On the set, yeah.
And you're still available to paint a board.
Yeah.
Please don't paint my board.
No,
my board.
I am actually painting your board.
You are painting my board. All right. Don't.
Can I make a dick?
No.
Why?
Because if you do that, then it's pointless because you know, instantly, automatically, probably not like the board.
I'll do
a giant dick on it.
I'll do a sick one.
Okay.
I don't draw.
Treat it as if you would treat your own. No, actually don't.
What if
treat it as if you would treat somebody else's board.
What if I just put paint on my penis and then I just simply press it onto your board?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking, Todd. You had me at paint on my penis. I don't care what design it is, because that tells me it's going to be a little piece of art.
Yeah, a little piece of art. All right, never mind. I'm not going to do that. That's stupid.
Let's leave it.
No one would do that.
Leave it clean. I want a clean chemistry.
I got you. I'm going to do some art on there.
Okay.
But it's going
to
be cool.
Or not. You don't have to. I'm saying you don't have to.
I think they want me to.
You know, I don't have to. But it's up to you. You got the hookup for me.
I'm going to write your
via
name
chemistry.
All over it.
Quick Pro France is coming up.
Quick
Roxy
Pro
France is coming
pro
up.
Quick Pro Crow.
No quid pro quo. So... The
Huge.
Forecast says it's going to be giant.
Well, there's some days that are 3 to 5, and there's
oh,
nothing. There's nothing
me
under.
Days.
There's nothing under 4 feet.
Days that I could go out there.
I think there's only one or two of those days.
Did I tell you I'm going there?
Yeah, you made it very clear.
I'll be there.
I don't think that there's two. There's last year when we went, there was a big lull in the middle. Like it went from being like 5 to 6, and then it was really sunny and beautiful, and then I had one day of sun while I was there, and then all of a sudden the season changed.
Right.
And it went from being like really warm water to like freezing cold winter, sideways rain.
So I should bring a jacket.
Well, I think you should look at the forecast.
On my phone? Is it in the phone?
It's inside the phone. Are you going? Okay, so are you going by yourself?
Yeah.
So are you renting a car and then?
Yeah.
From the Bilbao airport?
San Sebastian.
It's Bilbao.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're not flying into San Sebastian. You're flying into Bilbao.
I don't. Yeah.
Bilbao.
It says San Sebastian on my ticket.
Well, probably Bilbao, San Sebastian.
I'm getting an automatic. I mean, a manual transmission.
Do you know how
to
do
that?
And
that'll be left side.
Do you know how to do that? What?
Right?
What are you talking about?
Don't they drive on the other side of the road in France?
That's the last time you're in France.
I was in Japan and it was the other side of the road.
Do you know how to do the do you know how to do the tolls?
Clutch pop?
The tolls are gonna be sweet.
What do I do?
You just kind of throw money at them.
So I need money.
You'll need money, yeah. Oh. Or you can put your credit card in, but then you're not sure if you're putting it in the right slot.
Oh my god. Now I'm nervous.
You should be. You can call me and I'll talk you through it.
I haven't been to the Hosker area in years.
It hasn't changed.
I've been to Paris.
Where are you staying?
Many times.
Where are you staying?
I got a house.
You do?
With a Red Bull Airborne house.
For real?
Myself, Anthony Sedgwick, producer, extraordinaire, Von Blakey.
Really?
Commentator.
Can I come?
Yeah.
You're leaving? You going tomorrow?
I'm eating a sandwich. There's lots of bread there.
There is a lot of bread there. I came back from there.
Taylor Curran, you know him?
I didn't shit for a month.
Really?
Anyway, what if I just showed up and was like,
shit,
I'm here.
You should.
Put me in, coach.
You should.
They still owe me money from last year.
It's none of my business.
All right. Okay, let's
go. So that contest is coming up. Get your fantasy teams going.
And we don't really know when the Red Bull Airborne will be. It's
sometime.
At some point during the waiting period for the contest.
But if you want to get excited about Red Bull Airborne, go to Red Bull Surfing's YouTube page right now and watch.
Last year.
No.
Yep.
Watch Red Bull 21 Hours with Ian Crane, hosted by Chris Cote.
And then watch last year's.
It's happening. It's live right here. Look, I can show you.
No one cares.
Where is it? I had it.
Nope.
I got it. Listen, this is serious. It starts off.
Stalefish.
I'm commentating. Red Bull Airborne is just 1 week away. It's time to get on the grind and practice doing what he does best. Big. It's 8:30 a.m.
What's on his chest?
Late start for a competitor of this caliber. It's clear to see that sleep.
How'd you get into my house?
Wow.
So what happened? So what you've done? Into Ian Crane's house. And I woke him up, and I commentated his day. 21 hours.
And you're all through. Where were you guys?
San Clemente, California.
Oh, okay. I like your helmet.
Let's see if there's any comments. Awesome.
Awesome.
First, by the thumbnail, thought it was J-O-B with his helmet. Then once that voice came on, click next. Thank you, sup, Richie. That was a great comment to start my day. God, people hate me on the internet. Right?
The internet
I like me on the internet.
The internet can make you feel super good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stupid.
This just in from our neighbor Mirko Magnum.
Mirko,
why we are in surf news? This came in.
Yeah, you want us to plug something?
Mirko Magnum, Commonwealth has designed an exclusive capsule collection for Freedom Skate Park backers. A skate park in Kingston, Jamaica. They don't have a skate park in Jamaica.
Not in Kingston. First one. Been working on it for 3 years. Rise up, people. Help them youth. Let's get her done.
I like it.
Sweet.
You go to hypebeast.com right now and check out the story.
Or Thrasher.
Or thrashermagazine.com.
Thank you, boys.
Oh, that's sick.
That's pretty cool.
So you can buy a sweatshirt.
Those would probably be pretty popular.
And whatever you... And then there's a Kickstarter. Thanks, man.
Have you been to Jamaica?
I have, yes.
Surfing?
I went there on my honeymoon.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Back to surf news.
Okay.
Okay, so the men's qualifying series, which is the feeder system
for the
championship
tour.
This
just went down.
This just happened over the weekend. Sammy Pupo, younger brother of Miguel Pupo, won the EDP Billabong Pro Arisera QS 10,000.
Where is Arisera for those of us that don't know?
Spain.
That's right.
Portugal. It's in Portugal. Sorry. It's close to Spain, but it's in Portugal. Ericeira is, if you've never been to Portugal, Ericeira area. God damn, it's
Ericeira area?
Ericeira area. No, big right point breaks, slabs, like yep. beach breaks, the whole vibe. Everything. Something for everyone.
Sick.
So what I'm trying to say here is the men's QS top five after the Ericeira QS 10K, Jadson Andres in the lead, Yago Dora second, Alex Ibero third, Miguel Pupo fourth.
Jake Marshall and Encinitas local. How is Yago Dora's spin around with like 3 seconds left in the heat?
Oh, that was crazy.
And smokes it with an insane. Yago is one of my favorite surfers.
You love you some Yago.
Yago is real good.
He's good.
He's a lanky he's a guy, footer. And he's real good.
I'm happy that he's a goofy footer. But to me, the big story here is Jake Marshall, our very own Encinitas, California, lot troll. He is a bona fide lot troll, and he's fifth on the QS.
Sick.
He's going to make the damn championship tour.
How would that be, man? That'd be the first time in ever? No. Machado.
Rob Machado.
Who else? Gerlach?
Brad Gerlach. Well, Ger was kind of Encinitas. He kind of gets around. He was Encinitas for the time he was on the championship tour. So we're going to grab Ger.
Okay.
You've got
Taylor, but Taylor was Carlsbad.
I mean, Rob Machado, pretty much the bright shining star of Encinitas surfing, and he's a lot troll too. So this could be a passing of the baton from one lot troll to the next lot troll. But Jake Marshall, he's been on fire.
That's awesome.
Stoked to see that.
Very cool.
Keep the roll going, Jake. We got you. Chad and JT from Chad and JT Go Deep.
Mm-hmm.
They were on Ellen talking about bleaching for coral health.
For real?
Yeah.
Was it the typical Chad and JT?
That's them now. They have transformed. They are no longer
transfusion.
Their old selves.
Are they new selves?
They have been these guys for a while, but they're them.
So the new originals.
They're them. And I love them. Chad and JT, congratulations for being on Ellen. Another day, another wave pool announcement. This comes to us via Surfer Magazine, I think. Somebody? Hello?
Who doesn't have a wave
Canada
pool?
Canada is getting a wave pool.
I heard in Squamish.
I love that word. Say it again.
Squamish.
Say it one more time.
Squamish.
Love that word. So Squamish is in Whistler area?
No, Squamish is like the gateway, kind of like the last town before you go into blown out Resortville.
Okay. So
they're going to have a wave pool.
Yeah, a wave pool. I believe it's going to be...
For real, though. I thought that was fake.
No, it's real. They're getting a new world-class wave pool. And then also, Coolum in Australia apparently is getting a Kelly Slater wave company wave pool.
I heard the Kalani Robb / Shane Magnussen wave pool is almost ready to fire up and test.
I didn't get a text or...
Eh.
Or call.
You'll be in France.
Damn it. We need to broadcast live from that wave pool.
True.
Shane? Kalani? Hello?
Do you watch Beefs TV? With like Kalani?
Beast? Oh, Beefs. Yeah. Beefs official.
Kalani's like the star of it?
Yeah. He should be the star of everything.
He's super good at standing up on a boogie board.
Oh my gosh.
He's a freak.
He does the fastest 360s of anybody.
I forget how good Kalani is just as a surfer.
He's really good.
He's super, super good.
I agree. And we're not just saying that because we want to go.
He's like human Prozac, too. Like, if you hang out with him, you're in a better mood.
Wait, but isn't Prozac mellow? Kalani's like human Adderall.
Oh,
he gets you psyched.
I thought Prozac made you happy.
Prozac is, I guess it does make you happy. It's antidepressant, I think.
Right. He's antidepressant in human form.
Okay. I'll take that.
But he is like Adderall.
He's like a drug cocktail of Adderall and Prozac mixed.
He's like a rectal speedball.
Yes.
Of a human.
That would be a good business card.
Rectal speedball?
Rectal speedball as a human in a good way. Love that dude. We're going to have more surf news, obviously, after all this events happening.
So when are you coming back? Surf news?
Shortly.
Well,
as it stands now, October 10th, but if the condescends earlier...
Whoa. October 10th, the 5th is Friday.
Right. Yeah.
6, 7. So we're not going to be doing a Monday Mass next week?
Maybe.
Because you could be back.
I could be back.
I know that last time.
I don't want to let you down.
Last time I was talking to Kersey, he was saying that it could run like the day it starts. Like waiting period starts on the 3rd.
Well, right? I could potentially be back around a Tuesday, which would be the 8th.
That's cool.
But
they are officially starting the comp on Thursday.
Yes.
The 3rd.
That's the waiting period opening.
And it goes through next Tuesday.
Yeah, and I have a student conference on October 16th. Cass McCombs is playing on the 9th.
Conference?
Surf Museum Gala on the 26th. I'm up full.
We're looking at Chris's calendar right now.
Halloween party at Belly Up.
Very full.
Well, I'm not doing WSL Portugal event.
Do you feel like you want to?
No, I'm good. Just
so the airborne waiting period is just the 3rd through the 8th.
Yeah.
So the competition waiting period goes through the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
All right. Thank you.
So the waves are good. In California, Southern California today.
It's going to be super fun this week.
I'm going to go again today.
The tides are fucked up right now.
I'm going to be on Lipped podcast this afternoon in about an hour.
Lipped?
I don't know when you're listening to this Monday Mass podcast, but I'm also going to be on Lipped.
Lipped.
They're very interested in hearing about the feud.
Which feud?
It's a kind of an old feud now. The Fox News, the Beach Grit, the Tucker Carlson.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of people agree with me there. A lot of people
that they're the Fox News
agree with
surfing,
me
surfboard journalism.
Yeah, it's a fun little feud.
I think we should impeach him.
Impeach Tucker Carlson.
Impeach, yeah.
Impeach my bush.
Impeach my balls.
Impeach my balls.
What's next?
Next is snow news. Snow news is brought to you by NanoCraft CBD.
And we had NanoCraft CBD athlete Tim Humphreys in here. You know, Tim. Tim, I think, is kind of responsible for paving the way of really good first person filming snowboarding.
Yeah, he's a GoPro team rider as well,
and he's really put out some pretty incredible edits of him wearing the camera.
He filmed us in here, and he was wondering where you were.
Yeah, I heard he was coming. I didn't want to come in.
Yeah. Well, he's a very nice guy.
Let's get to the
interview.
Here we go.
Chris Cote
with
Tim Humphreys.
Roll the tape.
Todd's surfing. Oh, well, this is special on Snow News Today, brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. We got the one and only Tim Humphreys. What's up?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hot off a hot dogs and handrails session, which happened, what?
Yesterday. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, up at, normally they do it at Big Bear, but, this year they're renovating some stuff over there, so they brought it to Snow Summit.
Okay.
It was actually a really good time. Yeah, NoFX came out.
Oh, nice.
They were jamming. I think the Vandals were playing too a little bit earlier in the day. Really good session with all the boys, man. People were shredding, throwing down tricks. It was really cool this year.
It's kind of like a soft open to snow season, but at the same time it's a hard open because you're not just going to cruise on the mountain. You're actually flying down handrails to start your winter season.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of funny. I haven't ridden my snowboard in like 2 months. The Tahoe season kind of ended in mid-July, and then after like 10-11 months of snowboarding straight. What do you mean, Siri? You don't understand.
Siri did not understand.
You don't understand that I was snowboarding in July? It's crazy.
We don't understand why you didn't snowboard for 2 months. You needed to take a minute.
I needed a break because Tahoe had 50 literal feet of snow. And so 2 months not snowboarding, the first thing I strap in my board and do is go chuck myself down some handrails with like stairs and other scary obstacles in the way. And then it's crazy how fast it comes back. Half an hour in, I was already like chucking 270s on like the gap rails and stuff. And some people had been riding like a week ago in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm like trying to figure out how to ride my snowboard, and I already see people like chucking flips onto rails. I'm like, what the hell is snowboarding now?
Everybody just calm down.
Let's just ease into this.
How many hot dogs did you eat?
I have a confession to make. I didn't need a single hot dog.
All right.
But I did have some Wahoo's tacos because that was actually our lunch was provided by Wahoo's.
That was the alternative to the hot dogs.
Yeah.
You had to do the handrails.
You didn't have to do hot dogs. Yeah, they didn't force feed you hot dogs.
Okay. That's fair.
But they had free tacos for us, so it was
hell
amazing.
Yeah. Well, how did the contest end up for you?
I mean, I didn't place or anything like that, but I had a great time. I ran into a bunch of absolutely. I survived.
Okay,
so I'm great. You know, I ran into a bunch of people that were stoked. Some people that follow me on social media, and then they're hyped to actually get to meet me in person. You know, like got to spend some time, talk to some people. So it's always rad to go and just interact and
hell yes,
and you know, get to meet new people. And then I got some really rad GoPro clips too while I was up there.
Nice.
You know, cause I ride for GoPro and they're a sponsor of the event. So they're always like, hey, make sure you're rolling that camera the whole time. So
you just went straight to work.
Oh yeah. So I took a couple warm up runs and I threw the camera on. I was like POVing on my head. Cause that's super easy. It's not, I don't have to like hold a camera in my hand, which is well, I'm trying to figure out how to snowboard and do that. And then,
take it easy at the beginning. Yeah. So let's talk, let's get caught up from just last season. You wrapped up the season with the Nanocraft CBD West Coast Tour video, which was really sick.
Oh, that was
a fun watch. I felt like I was on that trip with you guys. Give me a quick recap of the filming of that video, and then let's come to 2020 winter.
Ooh. See what the future holds.
Yeah.
But yeah, the West Coast Sessions Tour was insane. That was actually one of the most fun things that I did all season, because a lot of the guys that ride for Nanocraft are also a bunch of my good friends I snowboard with, too. So we just packed all of us into a van. We had our buddies Drew Hastings, Ryan Hackbarth, Casey Willax, and who else was out filming? We had a bunch of guys filming. Mike Dawsey was shooting photos, and all guys that we love shredding and shooting with. So we had a really good crew, really good filmers and photographers. And Nanocraft just took us around. We started in Mammoth and went and rode some park there. The park was insane. We had like two of the craziest park days. Like their half pipe was absolutely perfect. They had really sweet jumps, and we just went to town on the park in Mammoth, and then drove straight up to Tahoe, and we were trying to get like a park shoot lined up at one of the resorts, but that ended up kind of falling through, so we ended up just going out into this just area off the road up in Donner Summit, just right off of Old 40. The Donner. We didn't hit the road gap, but we were there's like the train box area where the train box goes through the mountain.
Yeah.
So we had a couple features like jumps kind of off the train box, and we were like kind of messing around just using some of the natural terrain and some of the man-made stuff out there, because it was still all really covered in snow.
It looked more of like almost a skate tour with snowboards.
Right?
Just driving around, hitting spots. Yeah. It looked super fun.
Yeah, that's super fun, special spot, because it's just right off the road. You know, you don't need much. You just need a snowboard and your boots and a shovel.
Perfect.
And you just walk out a couple minutes and there's just endless things to jump off of.
That's sick. So, now that brings us to 2019, 2020. And we were just talking right before this. We're already seeing some dustings of snow. We're sitting here in Encinitas. It's 80 degrees out here already. The water is still 70 degrees in the ocean.
Oh, it was so nice. We went surfing this morning. We were actually kind of hyped that we delayed a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
We had like just gotten out of the water, and Alex saw the message. It's like, yes, we have time for coffee and breakfast.
Yes, we got a minute.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
So
yeah, it's
people
awesome
are very excited just to see. I'm already seeing, you know, some little clips of people. And I'm just messing around, having some fun at mountains all over the world. Obviously, the Southern Hemisphere is still raging, but for here, the Northern Hemisphere, I mean, Whistler's got some snow.
Yeah,
you were saying
Tahoe
you have
got
buddy
a little
in
bit of
Tahoe.
Snow. I think Mammoth got some snow. Yeah, it's we've had two kind of dustings already up in the Sierras, so I think people are getting stoked.
People are getting that itch.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's, you know, because it was pretty hard summer. I mean, it was like 85 degrees one day, and then it was snowing the next.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
So what do you have planned for this upcoming season? Filming, writing.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
Lots of filming. Definitely, I'm always filming. Always keeping the cameras rolling. Because that's one of my main deals is just making media with GoPro and for my other sponsors. They're always stoked on having video clips, and I'm just able to film and edit as much as I can. So, no matter where I go, always cameras rolling. And then I'm hoping to plan a couple more trips with Nanocraft. I kind of want to get out and about this year. I kind of stayed in Tahoe all last year because it was too hard to leave. I try and plan a trip, and I'd look at the forecast, and there'd be 4 feet
another
of snow in a few days. And
snow.
I'm like,
why leave?
Why would I ever leave? Yeah. So, I don't really know what this winter's going to hold, but I want to start getting some trips together and seeing getting out there and, you know, going around a little bit more. Because really, train of thought.
Oh, I can tell you're excited for the winter,
yeah,
so
I'm
that's
just,
good.
I know, I started fantasizing about snowboarding.
you left us for a second there. You were already in the snow.
I was already like shredding lines and ripping turns and stuff.
Oh, that's tight.
But yeah, I just want to go explore around a little bit more and go ride some other pastures. But I don't really know where I'm going to go until the snow happens, because, you know, it's like surfing. It's like you know, when you ask a surfer, where are you going to surf a year from now? They're like,
I don't know.
Shit, man, I got to check the swell and see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so so that's kind of what I like to do snowboarding, at least, is just follow the good conditions, because I don't really have anything, unless I'm going to, you know, get invited to an event or something like that.
Right, right.
I don't really have any hard dates on anything, so really I just try and figure out when the snow is going to be good and where, and, you know, where it's happening, and then try and go there, because I kind of have the flexibility to do so.
Hell yes.
And I can't tell you how many times I've, like, planned a trip in advance and just got so skunked on the snow. It's yeah. like, it's worth it just to spend the extra little bit of money to book super late.
Strike
and,
mission.
And just strike mission, because, you know, you have way more success that way.
Perfect. And yeah. then just finally, we're not going to hold you to this.
Okay.
But give me your gut feeling. Every snowboarder, you know, has an intuition, right? About the upcoming winter. And this will not jinx anything, depending on what you say. What is your feeling? What is your outlook? Put on your meteorological lenses and tell me what you think. Tell us all what you think we're going to be looking at 2019-2020 winter here in let's say West Coast area.
I'm feeling just like a classic winter, you know, just a classic West Coast winter. So the Tahoe area, at least for snow there, we haven't had like a classic Tahoe winter in a long time, because we used to have them. Then 2011, after that, there's like a 5-year drought. And then there was kind of like 2016 was crazy. It was super wet and it was like different. And then like 17 was mellow. And then last year was like super cold and dry and cloudy. And normally in Tahoe, it like is super nice and sunny. And then all of a sudden gets cold, snows 5 feet. And then it's sunny for 2 weeks. And then it like decides to storm again, snows a bunch more. And it like has this really nice on-off cycle, and you get good sunny days in between pow days. And last year it was just like cold and cloudy and snowy like all the way through for months and months. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling just the
classic
regular
winter,
you know, just what you expect. You know, I'm praying for lots of snow, but who knows what we're gonna get. You know, I kind of feel like the middle of the country is gonna get a little bit more this year. I feel like they kind of didn't get that much last year. I have a feeling like Colorado's gonna have a good winter this year.
I like
year
it
too.
All right.
The East Coast, I don't know.
We'll see.
Hard to say. Yeah.
That's far away.
They've been off for a few years, but who knows? They might have some more, because, I mean, Tahoe went for 5 years straight before they got a real winter.
So, right. All right.
You know, it can happen. It kind of just cycles. It flips.
Tim Humphreys, we'll be along for the ride. Yeah. We're following, brother.
All right. Well, hopefully we get to catch some pow. You get up and go snowboarding at all?
We try. Right. Yeah. Try.
You got to link up in Mammoth and go rip some
pow. No doubt. Yeah. And I'm glad you got some waves this morning.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. I haven't surfed in forever, and it was the best thing, because it was like, nice, fun, mellow, like good to warm up into, because I don't quite have my paddling arms yet, you know. But
you got all action sportsy in the last couple of days. Yeah, hot dogging, hand railing,
surfing. Who knows? Might hit the skate park and get the full trifecta.
Get that trifecta.
I know, right? Yeah, hey, there's so many good skate parks down
Tim,
here.
Tim, what's your Instagram? We can all follow you.
At
Tim Humphreys.
TimHumphreys. I should probably change it to something easier.
No, that's good. That's a classic. Unique. That's classic. A classic one right
it's
there.
It's classic. Classic Tim. Yeah, it's exactly
classic
my name.
Tim Humphreys. Check him on Instagram. Follow his winter. It's going to be a good one. Right. And thank you, NanoCraft, for hand delivering an athlete of this caliber for today's snow news. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, no problem, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Put that there.
That was my interview with Tim Humphreys.
That was
informative, educational, and he brought up a great point. Hot dogs and handrails.
That just happened.
Happened on Sunday.
That
he was in it. But
just happened.
Todd, I know you didn't get the opportunity to listen to that interview. Guess what? He did the handrails. He didn't eat any hot dogs.
Is he a vegetarian?
No, he had tacos. He didn't eat. You don't have to. You got to do the handrails.
Right.
You don't have to eat the hot dogs.
Well, the hot dogs, I think it's just they really back themselves into a corner with the whole hot dogs thing.
But maybe, now bear with me, Todd. Bear with me for a second. Maybe it's metaphorical.
Because you're like hot dogging on some handrails?
Exactly.
Nice.
Maybe, just maybe, because I think he was saying Wahoo's was there with fish tacos. So maybe the hot dog element is more of the metaphorical hot dog. Jesse Paul won it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
killed it.
Rips. I'm glad that Jesse Paul won that contest. I would have liked to see Tim Humphreys win it, but if Tim couldn't win it, Jesse Paul.
It's the craziest part to me is that they put together such a good setup.
Yeah.
Up there. Did you happen to see the caveman onto the handrail?
Oh my God, who was that?
God, I forget. My brain just.
I saw it. Was it? The kid from Canada?
No.
No?
He lives in Salt Lake. Hold on. Just talk about something.
Don Wheeler?
Talk about something.
Was it Don Wheeler?
Who's Don Wheeler?
A ripper. Was it Renny Rinnecongas? You're sneezing. Now you're sneezing.
Happy birthday, Renny Rinnecongas. His birthday was his birthday? Yeah. The other day it was.
I'd like to be friends with Renny Rinnecongas.
You would?
Do you think you could hook it up?
Yeah, Renny is the coolest dude ever.
Do you think it'd be weird if you called him and said, hey, what's up, dude? Like, I got a friend I want you to meet. He wants to be your friend.
I think Renny would be a great addition to the pod. We should have him on.
We should.
How come? I don't understand. Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
I'm looking at all these.
While you look for that.
God, it's like they didn't even put it on their thing.
Are you on hotdogsandhandrails.org?
No.
It's a nonprofit.
Do you only go to .govs?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Nope. What?
That's not it. Nope.
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 Dude.
Should we have someone on that knows about it?
I had Tim Humphries on. He was there.
Yeah, but obviously he didn't give us the right info.
Well, he was in the contest, and then he was in the mosh pit.
Yeah, well.
No effects.
What did he say?
He showed me video of it.
What happened?
Go to his Instagram.
Are you threatening me?
No. Do you have any other snow news?
You go to his Instagram.
Who are you calling?
Stan.
Oh, you know who else was there?
Who?
Pat Bridges from Snowboarder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If Stan doesn't answer, you could call Pat.
I don't think he'll answer. I don't even think Stan will answer. Stan works at Snowboarder Mag now, so he's super busy all the
time. Oh, my God. He's over you.
Super over me. You better answer.
This is like what happens when I call Ivy Miller. She never answers.
Hey, it's Stan. Looks like you missed me. Why don't you just try texting?
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, my God. Hey. This is texting.
I wish he would have had one of those answering machine messages. It was like, hello? Gotcha. Anyway, leave a message after the beep. So we still don't know who did the thing.
I'll remember in a minute.
After the podcast
but
is
anyways,
over.
The caveman to handrail was taters.
That was good.
3 feet of snow in Montana, Chris.
No.
This weekend.
I got a video of a friend who was lives in Canada. Lives in, what's it called?
We're really, this is a dynamic.
Fuck.
Snow. Lives in what?
Winnipeg. Canada? Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, oh.
Really snowy. My friend Luke Callahan.
Okay.
Callahan.
You don't even know his last name.
Callahan.
This is going off the
rails. Keegan's brother, Luke.
Oh.
He was one of the original adult swimmers at Poods Park. Why? Are people still listening to this? And when I said it was the world's best action sports podcast.
Why are you trying to call Ivy Miller right now and see what happens?
My person answered. Wecking Ball answered my phone call, which is crazy.
Because he wanted something for you.
Wanted something for me? He wants me to get jacked, dude.
Would you get jacked up?
Yes.
You ever lifted weights?
We should just go to Nerd News.
Okay, let's go to Nerd
News. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. The best coffee and tea. Although I've never had tea from Panikin.
Did you know that...
I've had coffee every day
of
my life.
I found out something this weekend.
What? Go ahead.
Did you know that chai means tea? So when someone says chai tea, they're actually just saying tea tea?
What if they say, can I get some cha tea?
Cha?
Cha.
Cha.
Nerd news. The only news that I have that's kind of nerdy is after all that research and development and laying on and talking to people, I got a new mattress.
Oh, my God.
And I did get a slight hookup just via social media. I got a Nectar mattress.
Really?
You want to answer some questions?
What makes you think that I don't have nerd news?
You have nerd news?
I have some.
Go ahead. That was good. That was good. This is not our best episode.
This is. I feel it. Why do you look? You have interview with NanoCraft CBD team rider Tim Humphries.
Humphries.
That says Fries.
I'm just taking notes.
Humphries.
Do you want me to correct it?
It's just funny.
We're looking at a Word document right now.
This is funny that you said Humphries.
I misspelled it, okay?
Could mean something totally different.
There we go. I misspelled interview too. Humphries.
You
can follow him on Instagram.
How hard is that?
Not hard.
What?
Do you have nerd news?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Spider-Man Far From Home, which is now out on Amazon. You didn't tell me how great that movie
okay,
is.
Okay, well, check this out. And this
is awesome.
This is part of nerd news. Good thing you just brought this up. So there was a big thing when Fox... See, Fox lent Marvel Spider-Man because Fox owns the rights to...
On loan.
On loan.
Okay.
And then there was this big thing where one of the heads of the studio said, that's it. You only had Spider-Man for X amount of movies. Now we have him back. And 20th Century Fox says that you guys can't have him anymore. And now, apparently, they've come to an agreement. So Spider-Man is back in the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Could be showing up potentially in the Black Widow movie that's coming
out. Well, he probably should because
also,
that's a Spider-Man spinoff.
Also with Black Widow? No, Black Widow is...
What's
Natasha,
type of spider?
Right, but it's not like a...
It's related.
It's not, though.
It's both a Marvel thing.
Yeah. Anyway,
I try to act like I know what I'm talking about.
Did you finish the...
You seen Action Comics episode 3?
Did you finish The Boys?
No. I'm saving it for my flight.
What's wrong with you?
I'm saving it for the flight tomorrow. I did turn our friend Matt Ramirez onto it.
He
finished it.
Finished it.
Loved it.
Loved it. You can't...
Yeah, I've been watching The Great British Baking Show lately.
Oh my god.
If you're asking what I've been watching, The Righteous Gemstones, currently best show on TV. Did love Spider-Man Far From Home. Loved it.
Did the kids like it?
Sickest effects.
Kids,
yeah, the
kids
loved
it.
And then I also read on the internet, actually Chris Cantore from Cantore and You, who's got an episode coming out with
Cameron Crowe.
Yeah. He reminded me that some altar boys
put
some
weed
in an urn in the church. And I think that's the best idea ever. Because going to church is stupid, so might as well be stoned.
Right.
Which I love.
Did you see 60 Minutes last night with the...
I didn't.
They had the thing on Cape Cod and the sharks and the shark
No
tagging.
Way.
Yeah. You should go back and watch it.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Because apparently, according to...
How long is that show?
According to Beach Grit, I'm a shark aficionado.
You are a bit of a shark...
Why wouldn't you...
...fellatiado. What?
Why wouldn't you like sharks? You should understand them.
Right. I don't understand.
They could
them.
Be our toothy friends.
They can be.
With a little understanding.
You know what? They've always been cool to me.
Right.
You know? Sharks have always been cool to me, so I have nothing bad to say about them. I don't like when they bite people in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they've always been cool to me. They eat stingrays, and I hate stingrays.
Ugh.
I hate them.
Worst.
That's the one of the only animals that I do not like.
Stingrays.
They're cool looking. I'll give them that.
And
they're
spiders.
Dicks.
Hey, did you get... rid of your spider? No, he's still there.
Yeah, I still got your pet spider over there.
Lawrence.
So now do you have any more nerd news? Because we're going to get questions.
Let's go into the questions.
Do you have the address? Do you have the password?
For the...
First question of the day is from at live.fast.die.old.
That's a lot of dots.
And I said... Do you have any questions for the Monday Mass to our friend LB Lair? He said, what? I don't know. What's going on?
Wait,
that's his question.
That was the guy's question?
That was LB Lair's question.
Wait, what?
Yeah. LB's going to be in France.
LB just landed in Spain.
Spain?
I can't log us in.
Dude.
Why can't we log in? Sorry we couldn't log you in. They
How
could be
hard
under,
are you blowing it?
They could be under a DDoS attack.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No. So this is a question now from at...
Bad.
Adam_Jara.
Go ahead.
His question is, will LB win the air show in France? And he answers it, yes, he will. So I guess we don't have to answer it.
Oh, would that be...
He's very sure of this.
He used to work at one of those magazines.
Surfer Mag.
Yeah.
And now he works at O'Neill.
And here we go.
And let's get a wetsuit. will LB win? You know, he's coming back from injury. He's probably at about 85%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough for Albie to win, but if anybody can do it, Albie can do it.
If anyone can give 80%, Albie can.
And now the tides have turned, the tables have turned, roles have switched, dogs and cats living together. Nora Vasconcelos.
Mass hysteria.
Arguably the greatest female park skater ever to come out of Massachusetts is going to be the board caddy now for Albie.
Wow.
So we were... friendly poking fun at LB for being the purse holder / board caddy for Nora.
Okay.
Now it's Nora's turn to wax the board, to carry the board, to film. She will be in the pit crew of LB Lair.
It's about time.
And I will be there. Todd, you going?
No.
This is from Captain Kai. Will there ever be a cooler, more rock and roll surf tour competitor on the WSL?
Then who?
You know. I don't know.
I don't know
if he's talking about someone.
Who do you think is the most rock and roll competitor that's ever been on tour?
I mean, Matt Hoy, Archie. Then you kind of go for, I would say, Andy Irons. Even though he wasn't like a punker or a rocker per se, he never wore like heavy metal t-shirts, really. He was a Metallica fan. His attitude was the most, the I way guess, he surfed was the most punk rock.
I guess there's Mikey Wright.
Mikey Wright could, he's coming back from injury, so.
Kind of a bogan.
If Caius King makes tour, he'll be a bona fide metalhead on tour.
Any more questions?
Yes, this is from California Mud Motors, who comes through every week with a question.
Count on this guy.
He's great. This is another Would You Rather, a classic Would You Rather from California Mud Motors. Okay. Would you rather have the keys to the surf ranch but have to live in Lemoore, or the keys to BSR and live in Dallas, or the keys to a Wave Garden Enland-style mush burger, but you get to live anywhere? What option would you choose, and you could never surf any other wave pool, past, present, or future, from any other company?
Jesus Christ.
It was really in-depth.
Super in-depth. I'd go with BSR because there's so much of a variety.
So
of
you live in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just, I would say BSR and live in Dallas. Dallas has good food.
We can't go in October.
We're going to try to get to BSR in December.
No, November.
I'm going to be in Hawaii for most of
the whole November?
Most of it. Triple Crown, bro.
I kind of heard that I might be going to Hawaii, too, for Stab Magazine.
Yeah, I heard you're going to France, too.
Whatever. Dick knows.
Not really.
Shut up.
This is from New Greens.
Okay.
First punk show each of you attended.
Ooh, my very first concert
punk
ever?
Show. First punk show, punk not first show. Concert.
What would you consider? Is The Clash punk?
Yeah.
Okay. For my first concert ever was The Clash.
Jesus Christ.
How's that?
My first concert ever was Kiss.
That's not punk.
My first punk concert ever.
You're wearing a Flipper shirt, by the way.
I played with Flipper. My band Cut You Up opened for Flipper.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to you. And what's your friend's name again?
James Blonde.
First punk show ever. Oh, I would say it was Pennywise. Sprung Monkey.
Pennywise.
I'm saying like first punk show that I got, I bought the ticket, the whole deal, at La Paloma Theater. And that was the last time a punk band ever played La Paloma because we wrecked the place. Part of it.
Destroyed it. You rip up seats and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Jumped off them. Okay, this is from Danny Caputo. He says, what's the deal with New England? It's over 200 years old. Last time I checked, that's not new.
Yeah, but in comparison to old England...
Right.
It's pretty new.
Okay. That's your answer? I don't know.
It's kind of like New Jersey. Like the old Jersey.
It's like New Greens.
Right.
Because green as a color has been around forever.
Well, old greens would just be brown.
Right. Does that answer your question, Danny? This is from Jonathan Wayne Freeman. You know Jonathan Wayne Freeman?
Dude, love that guy.
Love him, right?
Yep.
He just kind of came up out of nowhere to be everybody's favorite.
I wonder how's his kid doing?
Stone, yeah. Kalihio Kalani, Freeman.
How's he doing?
Dude, qualifying. He's like doing flips.
Is he qualified?
Probably.
All right. What's this question?
How do you manage the waters of social media while working for a big corporation? I don't know if this question was technically for the public.
Oh, this is just like a real question.
Yeah, he actually texted.
Why don't you go ahead and
But I appreciate it because honestly, I look to him for inspiration nowadays because he's so good.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he's a G. I like him. I like him already.
Well, what is the answer?
I just do what I do. I just stay positive, which is funny that I get shit for being positive on social media. I don't know. I just be myself, you know, man. Just be true to yourself, Todd. I seem to be getting all the questions here.
Well, I don't have any on mine because I can't get into the account.
Let's see what the trolls of Twitter said. Okay. If the Chris's, Chris Pastris, this is from Jen Wang. Jen Wang always comes through with great questions. Shout out to Holiday Sidewinder, who liked my reply of my first record ever bought, Duran Duran Rio. Side note. If the Chrises, Cote and Pastris, and the Todds, Todd Richards and Todd Harris,
okay,
played against each other in doubles tennis, which team would win?
Us.
I feel like Todd Harris would be really good at tennis.
I've got a cannon for a swing. That's what they called me. Good. Old Cannon Richards.
I heard they called you Old Yellow Balls.
Old Brown Balls.
Do you have any other questions, Todd? This is getting really long.
Nope. Well, it's because you had a Tim Humphries interview that was
and a Wecking Ball interview. And a Wecking Ball interview.
I feel like you were nervous when you were talking to Wecking Ball.
I was a little bit nervous, to be honest. He's like one of my heroes.
He's fucking jacked up, dude.
He rips his skating. He's by really the
good.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Super good. Can you? I
big
mean,
fan.
That's a lot of.
That's a lot of mass to pop in the air.
It really is a lot of mass.
He is the world's most jacked skater.
Kind of like this. This has been a lot of mass.
Thank you, Tim Humphries. Thank you, Wecking Ball. Thank you to everybody that proposed your questions to us. We will not be here next Monday.
Thank God.
But we're going to be here again soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that next episode, that's going to be better than this
one. I'll have a lot of information.
Todd's going to know all the facts and figures and names of
people.
There's
all kinds of...
He's not just going to be saying stuff like, oh, yeah, there's this one guy that did this thing, right?
I won't just phone it in. Zeb Powell is who did the...
Sick.
He did the bomb drop.
You just pulled that out of your ass.
I went into the...
Don't go in the pool, Todd. You're dropping knowledge. What? We should stop. Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Have a baguette on
me. As always. OGO, Adventure.io,
Bonjour.
Nanocraft CBD, New Greens, Wave Soda, Chemistry Surfboards. Wave Soda.
Seva.
Wave Soda. Love you long time. Chemistry Surfboards, Panic and Coffee and Tea, The Folklore Project, Quincy Woodruff.
Chris, you're landing in Spain.
Youonline.com.
You're going to have to conquer Spanish, and then you're also going to have to jump right into French.
The
it's
rain.
It's good thing you're French.
The
background.
Rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Au revoir.
Bonjour.